Hello everyone and welcome to Middle Age Gaming. So I hope you are doing great. And here on MAG 2020 we are trying something new. So Crayon and Adam are very nice with you. They want to create more content, some new content. So we'll try some new, maybe shorter format compared to what MAG usually do. Crayon and Adam usually do at least 1 hour video at least 45 minutes. I'm gonna do something much shorter, like 15, because I'm lazy and I can't speak for 1 hour by myself, basically. So tell us if you like it, if you hate it, all of the above. Just leave a comment and we'll see what we can do with this. As I said, it's a new format, but it's more like trying out one. So if you like it, we'll continue. If you hate it, I'll disappear. So for those who don't know me, my name is Antoine, and I already appeared in one of the previous videos from Crayon called the Players 3 Press Start. So just, you know, go check that video out. First, it will help us. And second, it will spare me a lengthy introduction. So that's great for me. Love that. So in this format, we're going to talk mostly about free games, maybe cheap games. We'll see. So if you're like me, so you're a middle-aged gamer and you don't want to try out all new games, what was the name of the last one? I forgot. Cyberpunk 2077. So this one was brand new, the big hype and everything, and then it went out and boom, it crashed. So because it was bugged, it was it's gonna be a great game, but in 2 years. So if you buy it day one at $70-$80, I'm Canada, so I speak Canadian dollars, not like Crayon and Adam. That would be a very big disappointment, and I don't want to be disappointed in games. So basically, I very much focus on cheap games on PC. I'm a PC player, no console at all. So you'll see me always browsing on Steam sales. Love Steam sales, looking at the reviews and everything. So this format could be including some Steam sales in the future. But right now, I want to talk about the Epic Game Store. So I know Crayon and Adam talked about Epic Game Store and how much they are losing money and stuff on the previous podcast. So I'm not going to talk about that. I'm just going to talk about the fact that they are giving you games us for free every week, and that's grand, especially as this week. So bear in mind, I'm recording this on the 21st of April, and these games will be free until what, 22nd at 11 a.m. So by the time you watch this video, it's very likely, you know, already gone. But if you see these games on sales later, it's still good stuff. So for this week, so the week from, I don't know where it started, but basically it finished tomorrow, you know, on 22nd. You have three games for free. And if you buy them right now on Steam or Epic Store and stuff, two of these games are $45, the last one is $12. So it's basically $100 worth of games that they are giving for free. So, well, thanks. And it's not just crappy games, really. First one, and I did it myself a while ago, so I know that it's fantastic. It's Deponia, The Complete Journey. So Deponia is an old-style point-and-click, which is very nice. Artistic direction is a bit cartoony, but really pretty. It's a 2014 game. The Deponia Complete Journey is a set of three games, so it's a trilogy. The first original Deponia is from 2012, but this Complete Journey was released in 2014, and it's from Daedalic Entertainment. So it's definitely a recommendation for me. It's very fun. It's completely completely crazy, a bit like not as crazy as Monkey Island, but in the same style. So Deponia is like quite a dystopia. It's in the future where the Earth is a field of trash, basically, and you have a floating city over the Earth called, what was the name? Oh yeah, Elysium. So, if you're thinking that you saw in 2013 a movie exactly the same, called Elysium, with trash Earth and the city in the sky, or at, I think it was a space station in the movie. It's basically the same setting, right? So, pretty sure that you know, the movie director, he must have played Deponia and thought, ah, that's a good game, let's make a movie out of it. In less funny, although that was a bit more dramatic. So in Deponia, you follow Rufus. Rufus, I don't know how you say it in English. Say it in French, Rufus. Who hatches a plan to escape this trash planet of Deponia, and he wants to reach the city of Elysium, and he makes plan after plan after plan, and he fails all the time, but in very funny ways all the time. And in one of his plans, he's gonna make a nice lady come goal. Who's a citizen of Elysium, is gonna make a fall from Deponia. So the whole game will be to try to reach Deponia and get Gold back in there. So that should be right up the alley of a middle-aged gamer like you, or at least me, because, you know, I really missed a good point-and-click. They did a remake of Monkey Island, but again, that's a remake. So Deponia is a really brand new story and really good recommendation. The second game, I didn't play this one, but by doing this review, really, it really hyped me a lot. I really want to play this one for two reasons. First, it's coming from Dedelic Entertainment again, so I know that it's going to be a great quality. The drawings are very different from Deponia, but I'd say it's even better. It's a completely different style, but it's really beautiful. Really beautiful game. It's a game from 2017, and again, it's a set of three games. So when I said at the beginning that they give you three games or three, it's more like seven. So you have two packs of three games and one independent. So the second game is called the Pillar of the Earth. Pillars of the Earth, sorry for my English. It's coming, it's based from a book of Ken Follett, which already was a worldwide bestseller. And I'm saying this, but I did not read the book, I did not play the game. I just know that I want to do both. So contrary to Deponia, we are not in the future there. We are going back to 12th century England, and you can play three characters. You can play Jack, Aliena, and Philip to change the events of the book through exploration, decision-making, and dialogues. So even if you read the book and you liked it, you can still play the game. It doesn't exactly follow the book, so you know it's always a good add-on and go back to this universe. So 12th century England, it's a time of poverty and war, and you know you have a small town which try to begin the construction of a cathedral to get noticed by the church and to have some wealth and security for its people. So they are really struggling to survive, and you, out of the three characters, you can play a monk. So Philip the monk, which used to be the prior of a small abbey in a city called Kingsbridge. And he's going to be very, of course, involved in the creation of cathedral. At the same time, you have two characters which have been kind of outlawed, exiled. You have the boy named Jack and a mother named Aliena. Jack is an apprentice as a stonemason. And, of course, as a stonemason, he will be very involved again in the construction of cathedral. That's where he's involved. And his mother used to be a noblewoman who was disgraced. I have no idea why. I'll tell you that after I finish the game, but we'll avoid the spoilers. And so these three characters will be involved in the creation of one of the greatest cathedrals in England. Another fun fact, you also have Ken Follett, so the writer of the book, who comes into the book to do the voice acting of the cantor. So both Deponia and Pillar of the Earth should at least be a good 45 hours each. So 15 hours per game. They're both beautiful and fantastic. So they're free. Just, you can't go wrong there. So go on the Epic Store and download. The last one is very different. The last one is called The First Tree, and it's much more in the vibe of Journey of or Abzu, so it's not for everyone. You just It's more like a very chill, beautiful exploration game. Not as good as them. It's not as good as Absorb Journey, but it's still nice. You know, it's a game which is centered in around two parallel stories. You have the fox, which is trying to find his missing family, and the son reconnecting with his father in Alaska. So you have to uncover artifacts from the son's life as he becomes intertwined, if you will, in the fox journey toward the first and towards the first tree. So it's a very short game, 4 or 5 hours max, and it seems uneven at time. You have beautiful, nice moments, some parts which are not so great. Again, it's like 4 or 5 hours, so I can just recommend that if you download the game and start it, just try to pass through the beginning and to finish the game. It's still rewarding. So that's all for this week, Epic Games, which actually, you know, Epic Games have been doing free games every week for a while now, and I don't think I've ever seen such quality games, you know, at once. So really, it's a good find this week. And for next week, not too bad. You only have 2 games compared to 7 this week, or 3. You have Alien Isolation. So if you know gaming, you must know the Alien Isolation for free. Get ready to pee your pants, basically. And Hand of Fate 2. I played this one a bit, and it's a very fun game. So guys, if you like this format and you want to do it again, well, then I'll come back next week and talk to you about these 2 games. All right, see ya. That was Antoine for Milledge Gaming 2020.